What up, world? It's Ann Diggity, Road to Victory Podcast. We are here. Shout out to you all. Shout out to you all. Listen, I'm so grateful. Been doing this for a little minute now. You know, just taking you on this journey, on this road to victory. No pun intended. You know, hoping that we grow together. We learn from each other. And all this and all that. So I'm sending you all love. I'm sending you all increase and everything you need to get you through this week, man, because life is life. Life ain't easy. Life ain't hard. Shout out my man Tommy. I still forgot to change the battery, so you still might hear the the alarm clock. But what's been up with me this weekend? I was out in Chicago. I had an event out there, and it was amazing, life-changing. I mean, just to be in a room, exposure and information is key, man. Exposure and information, like seeing and learning and experiencing new things, is crazy. So let me tell you guys. So I meet this young lady. She's my Uber driver, and from the event to my hotel is about an hour. So I'm not going to just sit in the car silent and stuff like that. So I started talking to her, started listening to her playlist. She was playing some music, and I say to her, I'm hearing song after song, and it's like a neo-soul kind of vibe. So I already know what time it is. I can't tell that she's way younger than me, but, you know, I guess, been through the phases she been through. Or I know how to read people well. So I'm listening to the music. It's neo soul. And I say, listen, you must have a lot of sex and smoke a lot of weed. She was like, how'd you know? Because I could tell from your music. And after that, we just had a dope-ass conversation. You know, I'm on fire after this, after being at the personal development, you know, event. So I'm on fire. I'm giving her all the game that I paid for, you know what I mean? And she was at a point where she just figuring out life. Our conversation was so good. I asked her if she was hungry. She was like, I didn't eat all day. So she stopped working, pulled over, got something to eat. And I'm continuing, pouring into her. Like, yo, how old are you? She's like, I'm 22. I'm like, whoa. I didn't even know. You know, I'm 34. So I didn't even know how, you know. I've been there. That's why I guess me and her related so much. And I'm telling her, like, you're going to figure it out. You know, just go for it. Whatever you want to do. The main point is to learn what you want. After you learn what you want, everything is going to be crystal clear. And you're going to get tunnel vision. And you go straight for it. But the main thing is just knowing what you want. You focus on that. What exactly do you want? You know, my homegirl, Jay Nell, say clear the clutter. Clear the clutter and know what you want. Because my whole thing is, you here on this earth to live your wildest dreams. And stuff like that. So, we finished eating. She dropped me off to my hotel. And my stupid ass, I guess the man in me was like, yo, you want to come up? Not even on some, it was on some next stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess the man, the basic man in me and stuff like that. And she rightfully so declined. And I just went upstairs like, yo, Aunt, when do it end, bro? When do it end? Like, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where just, I guess, having meaningless sex. It don't mean nothing, man. It do not mean nothing without a connection, you know. So I went to the hotel and I started to reflect, like, yo, my purpose is to, I guess, make people feel good about themselves. And, you know, because I know what it feel like to feel lonely and unworthy and unimportant, you know. I'd self-destruct off of that for a long time. And I'm just getting out of that, you know. So, and I know what people look like that are going through the same thing. And she might have been going through the same thing. So when I'm talking to her, it wasn't like a nonchalant conversation. It was like, yo, I needed to hear this. So when I say my purpose is greater than the little instant gratification or that quick ecstasy that don't even last that long, you know. That it's like gambling. You win $2, you want to risk it all to hit again and again and again and again, and then before you know, you crapped out and you done lost everything and everybody. You know, my homeboy called me yesterday and he was talking about how much girls he got and how much sex he's having and stuff like that. But underneath that all, when we got to the gist of it, he was like, yo, I'm tired, bro. I need love. Like, I just want somebody to come home to and love on me. So I could love, because that's all men want. Men, we just want to be able to fully love a woman without them taking advantage of us, you know, without them abusing us. So it's this thing, you know. I was listening to Inky Johnson. I know I'm a little bit everywhere, but we're going to get this work today. I was listening to Inky Johnson. He was saying that, you know, it's not about the destination, but the journey, every step you take is not about what you can become. It's how you unbecome, how you let go of the things that's not serving you anymore. How you unbecome. What do you have to unbecome to become? So come on, somebody, hear me. You know, how do you do that, man? So being back to my purpose and reflection on this woman from Chicago, I'm just like, all right, my purpose trumps. No more. We're gonna unbecome. We're gonna unbecome the player stereotype, talking to multiple women, and we're gonna serve our purpose. We're gonna serve our purpose. So I'm retired out there, ladies. I'm retired, man. I'm tired of chasing. I'm tired of being tired, you know. If you feel that way, just inbox me. I'm just kidding. But yeah, and it don't even have to be about sex. It could be about anything, like a job. Sometimes you have to let go of your job just to, you know, create a space for your happiness. Sometimes you have to let people go. Sometimes you have to let an idea go. Sometimes you have to let anything that's holding you back, man. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Like, get out of that persona of you gotta be somebody that you not. You know, I tried it and it damn near killed me, yo. It damn near killed me. I tried it, so now I realize all I could be me. I gotta wake up with me, I gotta shower with me, I gotta eat with me. I gotta love me. I gotta love me enough to set my life in order to live my wildest dreams. Somebody, hear me. You know, well, that's all I got for you guys today. I just want you all to know that we're going to be all right. You're going to be all right out there, man. Just keep doing what you do. If you have to unbecome, if you have to let things go so you can become who God called you to be, get to it. This Ann Diggity Road to Victory podcast. Peace.
It's just different.
Yo, Ann Diggity. Let's go. Only improving, this man is fantastic. To only celebrate with people you was in the lab with. Chemistry, energy, if it's meant to be, then it's meant for me. Social studies, creating history, I'm talking homework. Only paper was loosely wooden wingman. Couldn't afford a two-piece, my life is like a movie. Zombie though, dead special, God bless you. Had to participate in my own rescue. Uncle said, go ahead, nephew, keep pushing forward. Remain center, but I'm looking forward. Shooting star, praying for a sign. Just point guard on the road to victory. Said nothing about a scorecard. Filled with your scar with bruises. Nothing leaked through though. Started learning self-love, started letting people go. Basic education, but still feel the need to know. Standing in the mirror, asking where the leaders go. The teachers go, he reading slow, maybe he's remedial. Watch me even the odds. Got up on that TV show. It's unbelievable. Sorta like what Big said. But I'm dope like Tobey, no wig way.